Hi, did you know that ladybugs are cannibals? So those cute little red things that fly up in the air and you're like, oh, look how cute they are. They mean good luck. No, bitch. No. So they aren't afraid to turn on each other when food is scarce. So adult ladybugs will eat a newborn ladybug. Isn't that fucked up? Like, they're like, well, just gonna have to eat this baby. Whoa. So now when I look at a ladybug, before I would be like, oh, she's so cute, I'm gonna be like, bitch, you better not eat any baby ladybugs. What the fuck is wrong with you, you little stupid bitch? Like, what is you, unlucky motherfucker? That is why that I don't like you anymore. You be flying everywhere, I'm gonna throw you right the fuck back out. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So this first band, they're from Poland. I think this is my first band from Poland that I have on the show. They're called Morons Moron. They're a lo-fi garage destroyer band. And the song that they sent me was I'm Afraid You'll Die. It's just fucking rock and roll as fuck. It's just no nonsense. This is it. I love it. Like, a lot of bands over there, well, in Europe and outside of USA are just coming up with this awesome sound that I'm really liking, and it's really cool to find more bands. And I'm in this rabbit hole of trying to find more music from this band and other bands too. This is really cool. So definitely check them out. This is their newest single called I'm Afraid You'll Die by Morons Moron.
A little scared, also quite dismal. I told you, I warned you, you didn't listen. Now you make me shiver and frisson. I'm afraid you will die. I'm afraid you will die. I'm afraid you will die.
So that was I'm Afraid You'll Die by Morons Morons. And this next act, I've had him on the show before, Glitter Litter. And the song is a newest single, Bedtime Horror. So Glitter Litter is collecting music for a compilation, so definitely send some songs to them. They're doing a punk compilation that's going to be in Spotify and all this stuff, and it's really, really cool. So check this song out. So check it out. It's really cool. And it goes with the season of Halloween. So this is Bedtime Horror by Glitter Litter.
Yeah, liars, they are no match. I only chill down the door that only wanna wake our antidote. Don't jump, scares or dealers can rattle my nerves or soften my bones, because the worst horror already can kill. You are gone. Werewolves, I think they are here. I will just take them, make them my best friend. Witches and their brews, I just get in here. I am just making down, like a beer whining, just one cup. But the only horror now that you're gone is the guy in my mirror and what he has become.
I'll draw a map on where I'll be at the end of the canyon. At the mountain and the dirty laundry, because the worst horror can kill.
Alone in the dark without you. But yesterday I forgot the blind, and this morning I can see the sun behind. Invitation perhaps to the game one, but with all next row, every turn around, next chapter of this story begun. No fair time horror, fair time horror. I can't believe yet, but perhaps then.
So that was Bedtime Horror by Glitter Litter, and this next act, they're a street punk band from Massachusetts, and it's so funny because it's spelled W-O-R-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, and some people call it Worcester, it's Worcester, you know what I mean? Like, but I, you know, I lived in New England and know how to say it, so I could say it. You know, I've played some shows there at, oh my God, what was it? Ralph's Diner, and I think that's there, and a couple of other cool places. Mass has a really cool punk scene. If y'all don't know, check it out. There's some great stuff going on in Mass. And the song is called Line in the Sand, and the album is called Not for Sale. I guess it's not for sale, so I can't buy it. Damn it. But I love it. It's an awesome song. It makes me want to, like, skateboard, even though I can't, and I wish I could. So this is Line in the Sand by Mass Buy.
Oppression keeps our neighbors below. You're focused on handouts to those really in need. Distracted by rhetoric, driven by wealth greed. Draw a line, which side are you on? You fight for freedom, will you carry the torch? Draw a line, which side are you on? Fight for freedom, will you carry the... You're blinded by privileges you can't even see. Someone's lifted up, it doesn't bring down you and me. No, you work hard for what you become. I have two, but our skin wasn't a problem. Draw a line, which side are you on? Fight for freedom, will you carry the torch? Draw a line, which side are you on? Fight for freedom, will you carry the... Fight for the march.
marginalized. Fight, fight, fight for the marginalized. Attacking trans rights and we'll put up a fight. Christian nationalism is on the rise. Wanna ban books to fund the library. One of us is oppressed. Then none of us is free. Draw a line, which side are you on? Fight for freedom, will you carry the torch? Draw a line, which side are you on? Fight for freedom, will you carry the torch? Draw a line, which side are you on? Fight for freedom, will you carry the torch? Draw a line, which side are you on? Fight for freedom, will you carry the torch?
So that was Lying in the Sand by Mass By, and this next band are from Austin, Texas. They're called Ghost Wolves, and the song is called Wage Slave. So I feel this to my core because, and you can definitely pre-order their digital album that's coming out, that's called Consumer Waste. So back to the Wage Slave song, I love the sound of it. It just reminds me of garage, but still dark and kind of like a little bit post-punk, but still punk rock in every way. You know, the lyrics are so true, and it's also very informative and educational, which I kind of like, because not every song needs to be about getting fucked up or doing stupid shit, you know, so sometimes you need a song that actually sends out a message, and a smart message indeed, because it's basically talking about working a trade, because getting paid hourly at a office job, which I do here in my job, I'm an office worker at a medical facility, it's tough. It's wage slave all the way. You're just being paid by the hourly, and you know, you feel like you're not really contributing. So I get it. So with this song, I thought, wow, I mean, what a powerful message to spread. And the music is awesome. Check out their pre-order. So definitely do that on Bandcamp and go follow them on Instagram. So this is Wage Slave by Ghost Wolves. That was Wage Slave by Ghost Wolves. And the next band, the last band of the episode, is from The Dogs. They're from the United Kingdom, and they're the only band called The Dogs ever. I love it. So the song is We Are The Dogs. It just reminds me of a very oi sounding but still fucking punk rock as fuck. I'm excited. Like this band has some awesome music, and I love checking it out. And I hope that I could see them live at some point. That'd be awesome. But at the same time, I'm thankful. Thank you guys for listening to the episode, spreading the word. And I'm blown away, as always. And if you want to send me some music, feel free to send it izzysmut@gmail.com. I do have a donation thing on my site, just in case you want to get me a cup of coffee. You know, it does take a lot for me to do this show. Sometimes, you know, I'm just doing, I am, you know, researching these bands. I'm trying to get all these informations and just trying to get the right file and putting it all together and mixing and mastering. So it takes a lot. I get tired while doing this. So it would be helpful if anything counts, even if it's a dollar, it'll make me happy. So that would be amazing. And thank you guys for everything. Thank you guys for checking out the show. So as always, I love what I do and I'll keep doing it as long as it's fun. So check out The Dogs with We Are The Dogs and Brought Out.